Good morning, everybody. It was, for those that weren't here to enjoy our carols, it was a great opportunity for us as a church to connect with our community and to serve and for us to show them love and grace. And I want to personally thank everybody that was involved. You know, there was a lot of people involved to make the carols work, from being on the security up the front of the premises, to collecting the jumping castles, putting jumping castles up, pulling them down again, returning them, having the food, the music, the candles, you name it. There's a lot there involved. So just want to thank everybody. And if I try to thank individuals, I'm sure to forget somebody. But I hope I've covered everybody in that. Well, we're going to continue on this morning as we continue on a journey as we look at Luke and we look at the birth of Jesus. And as I stated last week, we've got these candles out the front here, and we lit that one last Sunday, and we're going to light this one this Sunday. And over the next, so by the time Christmas Day comes around, all the candles will be alight. And just a symbol for us to reflect that the light of the world is coming. He's coming into the world. He entered the world as a baby, and it's a great time of celebration. And we heard from Aaron last week as he introduced Luke 26, I think he started, through to 33. He introduced Mary and the angel, and the angel's talking to Mary, and Mary's asking these questions, who me? Or why me? You know, Mary was no one special. She's just an ordinary young girl, but God uses people in special ways. As we head into Christmas, if you're like me, you've probably been asked what you would like for Christmas. Yeah? We've got a list. Have you got a list? Yep. In my family, we ask for the list. Give me the list. I want the list so I know what I've got to buy you, you know? So you hand off the list, and so we get all these lists, and it becomes this thing about the presents and about us. And as we head into Christmas, the question I often get asked and often reflect on, you know, our lives become so focused on what we want and what we can get during this time. We forget that it's not about us. It's about Christ and the birth of Christ. And one of the girls in the office who shall, I won't mention who it is, has this sitting on her desk, it's all about me. Right? And this sense that life is all about them. You can guess who it is. You have to talk to them later. But this sense of that life is so much about us and centered around our own needs and wants and desires. And as we head into this reading, as we continue on looking at Luke today, hey, it works. We're going to read from Luke chapter 1, reading from verse 34. And it says, how will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who has said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. 38. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. What a beautiful chat. What a beautiful reading there as we head into this. Let me just pray for us. Jesus, as we head into your word today and we just look at Mary and we ask the question, Lord, that it's not about us, it's about you. And help us to focus our lives, Lord, on you, Lord. And as we look at the response from Mary here to the angel and the sense of her reply, help us, Lord, to understand that as we head into this time, that our lives should be focused on serving you, Jesus. Not on ourselves and our own wants and desires, but on serving you. Help us to humble ourselves in this journey, Lord, as we open up your word today. Amen. As we continue in this, I've broken this into three parts just to make it a little bit easier for us to to understand what's happening here. And the first thing we see in verse 34, and why wouldn't you? You see Mary asking this question. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I'm a virgin? Isn't that a fair question, isn't it? You know, the angel's told Mary that she's going to conceive, but she's going, hang on a second, how can that be? And if I were Mary, I'd be asking more questions than that. But here we are, Mary's asking these questions, and we just go, wow. But here we go into 35, the angel answered her. The angel answered her. The Holy Spirit will come on you with the power of the Most High. So the Holy Spirit and the Most High, who is a reference to God, will overshadow you. So the Holy Spirit and the Most High will overshadow you, and you will conceive. This is answering Mary's question. How can this be? This is a thing that is unheard of. We have never seen a record of anywhere where a virgin has given birth. And here we are, and we see that the only way this is possible is through the Holy Spirit and the Most High working in collaboration. What a beautiful picture. And then it goes on. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. So for the Holy One to be born, and they're referring to Jesus, he is the Holy One, and he is the Holy One because he is without sin. Raise your hand if you're without sin. No takers? Okay, just check them. He is without sin. This is why they call him. So the Holy One to be born, the Son of God. Does that blow you away? To think the Son of God is going to come down to earth in human flesh? And it's a powerful thing there to watch, isn't it? That we see that the Holy Spirit and the Most High working together to create the physical form of Jesus that's going to walk the earth. And like most of us, you know, Mary is probably doubting at this stage, going, yeah, right, okay, sure. And then the angel goes on and says to her in verse 36, even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who has said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. Even Elizabeth. So Elizabeth, we always need proof, don't we? If you come to me and say, this is what happened, I've got to see the proof that that is actually what happened. I won't believe you if you just come to me. I'll say, well, show me how that worked. Show me how that happened. I've got to see it with my own eyes. If Nicole comes to me and says, Christopher's cleaned his bedroom, I'd have to actually physically go up our stairs, open his door, walk into his room, and praise God if it's clean. But I can tell you, that's not the case as of yesterday. But we need this sense of proof. It's great having family. We need this sense of proof, don't we, when we hear things that are a little bit far-fetched or we're unsure. Here the angel is giving Mary a sense of, here's some proof for you, Mary, physical proof that Mary can go away and check on her cousin Elizabeth, and she can see that what the angel has said to her is truth. Are we like that, aren't we? You know, so often when God, I think, calls us to move, we go, but God, you've got to do this first. Show me some way. Show me some tangible thing that I can see that you're with me. An open door. My wife's at me as she finishes work and she's having next year off. You know, she wants to work alongside me. And I go, well, we're going to test that. Let's test that. That's right, Adam. Let's test that. That's my way of testing this, that God is with us, not trusting God totally. It's allowing me to test it. And as Nicole would say, that's my safeguard, not hers. But it's her journey. We need, as human beings, this sense of this physical. We've got to see, we've got to touch things, haven't we, to actually know that they're true. And here the angel is giving this Mary this sense of reassuring her that this is true. And this is exactly what's going to happen. And as we move on to 38, we see here Mary's response. And what a beautiful response it is from Mary. Mary states, "I am the Lord's servant. I am the Lord's servant." What a humble response. Do we respond like that when God comes to us and asks us to step out of our comfort zone? Or do we go, "No, not me. You know, someone else can do that. I'm happy just to come to church. I'm happy in my own little community. I'm happy to do, you know, the stuff that's easy. Turn up from comfort zone." But here we have Mary saying, "I am the Lord's servant." Are you the Lord's servant in that space? Are you willing to allow God to work in your lives in such a humble way, in such a way that also can make you stand out from culture? Because remembering that for Mary, who wasn't married, and she was going to have a birth of a child who was pregnant. And we watched this movie last night, Nativity, and it showed this scene where, you know, Mary's in her own community and she starts to show, the bub starts to show, and the community come together and they're actually going to, it looks like they're going to stone her. And, you know, but she's faithful to God in that. She faithfully steps out of her comfort zone into the community for God. Are we willing to step out of our comfort zones and say, "I am here to serve you, God"? It's not about us, it's about Him. It's not about your Christmas list. It's not about what you're cooking for Christmas Day, even though food's important, and coffee. It's not about us, it's about Him. And so often our focus becomes so internal of what we get rather than what we give. And Mary answered, "May your word to me be fulfilled." Wow. That's Nicole's favourite word, wow. Your word be fulfilled. So what the angel has said to Mary, she has come forward now and said, "May your word to me be fulfilled." Meaning that Mary is willing and wants what the Lord has said to her through the angel to actually happen. Are we willing to accept the journey that God has created it for our lives? Are we willing to go, "Lord, what you want from me, I'm willing to serve you. I'm willing to step out of my comfort zone. I'm willing to give you my life. I'm willing to do something that is going to be awkward for me." You know, we've just heard from stories this morning of Dave and Clay stepping out of their comfort zone, going to Taree, serving the community up there. First time for Dave. Congratulations, Dave. And thank you, Clay, for going also. We need to step out of our comfort zone. And we need to let God fulfill us in the way that He wants us, uniquely fill our lives. And so often we go, "But yes, but God, I want you on my terms. I want to have a relationship with you in my way." And as we move into this sense of Christmas and we remember Jesus' birth, it becomes more and more, doesn't it? This sense of what can we buy, the Christmas trees, the lights, you name it. When we forget about this essence that God is with us and we're leading into this time of to where Jesus was born into the world. You know, in the angel told Mary in verse 35, who was with her, that it took Mary's confidence in verse 38 to say yes to the birth of Jesus, the Saviour of humanity. You know, Mary started the conversation with the angel, but by the end she understood that she needed to follow what God was doing in her life and step out of that space. But I'm sure there would have been doubts for Mary in that space. I'm sure as we step into that space where we trust God and we ask the questions for God to lead us and we want to do things. God asks us to step out. I'm sure there's going to be times of doubt. You ever face those times of doubt, of uncertainty? I have, including last night. Last night I was awake very early in the morning, and Satan just kept coming at me, reminding me of things that I have done 15, 20, 30 years ago. Things that no one else will remember, but Satan remembers. I've handed those things over to God and sought his forgiveness. But Satan likes to weave into our lives and make us doubt ourselves. You know, Satan made me doubt about my Christianity, my faith. He made me doubt about, you know, what sort of husband and father I am. What sort of pastor am I? But in all that, after a long night of lack of sleep, you know, I remember that Jesus is the center and we must fix our eyes on him. And when he calls us to do things that bring us out of our comfort zone, we are reminded that it's not about us, it's about him. And Mary here, as she accepts what the angel has foretold, and she accepts that she is going to be the mother of the Holy One, the one without sin, and that she will be ridiculed, but she faithfully steps into that space. And I don't know what space you're being challenged to step into your life. What is Jesus challenging you to step into and step out in his strength, not in your own strength? Because it's not about us. And as we move into Christmas, I want you to remember and focus on this time of Christmas is not about us and all the things that the world waves in our face. It's about him and what he has done. And we've just seen part of the story here of what God has done. And we're going to continue that story over the next few weeks as we head into that time. And I challenge you to prayerfully consider, like Mary, to step out and to trust God in the unknown and to say to him, may your words be fulfilled. The words that God has given you in your life, may we step out and own those and trust God in that. As we close and as we look forward to Christmas, you know, and we thank you, and we're fortunate we can look back and we can see the story of Jesus. And we can see the birth, and we can see that Jesus came and then he died again on the cross. And we can see that history as well. But let's not all forget about the future. And what I mean by that is the future of Jesus returning again. As we focus on Christmas, We focus on the birth, which is important to remember. But with the birth comes death. And death, the resurrection, and also the fulfillment as we look forward. And we focus on Jesus' return. Let me just pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for your word here, and we thank you for the example of Mary. We thank you that Mary stepped out of her comfort zone, Lord, and accepted the words that you had given her for her life. She stepped out, even against the cultural issues, the ridicule she was going to face. She stepped out and trusted you, Jesus. Help us to be that, like Mary, to step out of our comfort zone and to trust you with our lives and let you fulfill our lives. Help our focus not to be about ourselves and what our own needs and our own desires, our own wants for our life, Lord. But let us be servants of you, Lord. Let us humbly serve you, Jesus. Humble our hearts. Let us open our eyes. Your Holy Spirit convict us of things in our lives that we need to remove and hand over to you, Lord. But help us to be the servants that you want us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.